Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest. Oh, by the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. I guess you already knew that, though, but just in case you didn't, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're visiting with Andrea Nuremberg. Andrea is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Nuremberg Group, and she works with individuals and organizations all around the world, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace on a number of different levels, especially in the area of connecting with people, staying connected and networking. She's the author of Nonstop Networking, also Million Dollar Networking, also Savvy Networking. You're starting to get the picture here, right? And more importantly, though, she's our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back to the show.
It's always great to talk to you, Tim. And you know what? Also getting ready for networking for the college student and beyond.
Wow.
Yes, which when's I wrote with a former colleague who is now a professor at DeVry University, because everyone always asks, what about my kids or what about young
right.
people? So it's that'll be out in August.
All right. Well, we expect to launch that on the show.
You will definitely. I will let you know.
We want the first copy.
I will make sure when I see the first copy, you'll get the second one. How's that?
There you go, because we're going to have to talk about that. I've already got a lot of questions for you on that one. Andrea, and back in 1998, I started telling my audience that there were three things that we were going to have to do in the 21st century if we were going to be successful. One, we're going to have to do a better job of leveraging technology. I'm not surprised by anything that's happened since then. That was good advice. Number two, we're going to have to learn how to build strategic alliances.
Right.
That's been happening forever. Nothing that has happened since then has surprised me. And the third thing I said was, we're going to have to get better at networking.
Absolutely.
I have to say, I had no idea what that was going to look like in the next over the next 12 years. I have to be honest with you. The first two, nothing has happened to surprise me. But the way networking has been put on steroids with the technology, with the way people have adopted it, accepted it, embraced it, the way people have tried. Human beings were never more gregarious than we are right now. What do you think?
I agree with you. Absolutely. I totally agree. Social media has changed the way we network in many ways. And I say today to use it strategically, though, that the problem is I'm doing a workshop tomorrow for a company, and some people, they just use that and they don't even speak to each other, which takes away the real benefit of networking.
What does that look like? Explain that.
Well, you know what it is? I was talking to somebody yesterday who said his son, he can't get him off Facebook. I mean, but not for an hour or 2 hours, 6 hours a day.
Wow.
And yet the young man has no interpersonal skills.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where the problem and where the challenge is, because, you know, in our lifetimes and in every lifetime, it's still about person to person, eyeball to eyeball. And a lot of what social media does, it gives us a very wide net. However, it's not about how big your network is. It's about the quality, the people you get to know, develop relationships with. And you can't do that with a million people.
That's my question. And exactly. And that's my point about when I say that I had no idea. There was no way for me to predict or to know that what networking was going to become with the social media and everything. And so isn't the key to 21st century networking, as we stand here in the second decade of the 21st century, isn't the key to this to do what we small business owners have always done?
Absolutely.
and that is to find out what you can do and do that, and not try to do everything, not try
Absolutely.
To be all things to all people.
You can't be all things to all people, and that's it. I mean, you know, it's interesting. I use Twitter, and Twitter strategically. When I say that, I mean, you know, if I have a comment or if there's
right.
something that I think somebody
right.
can learn from, just like you
right.
do, and
yep.
I read yours all the time. But, you know, do you know the statistic is that 70% of the people who open up a Twitter account let it lapse within a month?
Huh.
And that is because,
yeah.
you know, because what happens, and, you know, now they have what they call Quitter. So, you know, all of a sudden people
what is
are
this,
following you.
Is this
you know,
a 12-step program?
Yeah, because you know what it is? I don't, I'm sure you don't even, you don't follow everyone. You can't. It's physically and mentally impossible.
How about the people who have 100,000 people following them, and they're following 100,000 people? Isn't that admitting that it's those relationships are really kind of not.
They're not relationships.
No, they're not.
They're nothing. It's like, I guarantee you, if somebody had a party and invited all those people, not one would show up.
It's not for you and me, though, Andrea. It's not for you and me to say how people should think about who are, but it is for you and me to talk about how small business owners can maximize it. Because that's the problem, that's the concern that I have. And that's what I'm, as you may know, Andrea, I call myself the social media heretic. Because, you know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
I know.
And so I try to tell my audience, you know, wherever I go, whether I'm speaking face-to-face or on the radio, and I've done a lot of writing on this, and that's, you know, find a way to make this work for you. The technology, the communities, the whole idea of networking online can work for you. But it can't work for you as the popular culture embraces it. It's got to work for you as it makes sense for your business. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. And you know what? Everything you say I agree with, because you're the king of this. You know, you are. You are. I tell everyone, go to Jim Blasting if you want to learn anything about small business and how to maximize. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that. But talk to us about this, because I love your perspective, because you still believe that what I've been talking about, which is that face to face is the original social media.
What is the end result? People are on all these things because they either want to have some sort of something happen, a connection, a meeting. If it's for small business, we want to perhaps develop a client, a follower, something like that. So don't you have to take it to the next step? So it's not just how many people are hearing what you say, but it's who do you then connect with to take it to the next step? That's what it's all about, relationship building.
Well, exactly.
And you know what? It's so true. We were talking. I just have to say one thing about change, because you know you were talking about change before. Change is our only constant, as we all know. But you know who the people who truly love change are? There's only one group of people who love change more than anyone.
Who's that?
Babies, wet babies. Wet babies. I knew you'd get that before the commercial. I figured you had to throw that in.
That's a good one. Yeah, I can't top that, folks. She's got me stumped. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Andrew, give us your website, please, before we go.
Nierenberggroup.com.
N-E-I.
No, N-I-E.
I'm sorry. N-I-E. My eyes were blurred.
That's right. N-I-E.
N-I-E-R-E-N-B. I knew that. B-E-R-G.
Right.
Nierenberggroup.com. Check it out, folks. The books are there, too. All that Andrea does is there. She and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Little Buddy Holly bringing us back. One of the classics, one of the greats. Buddy Holly, I still miss him. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Oh, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and I think you'll like that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And by the way, we have a poll question on our homepage every week, a different one. So click on that and go to the homepage on the right side, see this question, give us your answer, submit it. When you submit your question, you'll see what people have said so far and how the rankings have rolled out so far. So you kind of get some immediate results based on what has already been said in the poll question. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Andrea Nierenberg is our guest, Nierenberg, and that's nierenberggroup.com. That's where you can find Andrea. Andrea, we're talking about networking in the second decade of the 21st century. How is it different?
It's different.
How is today different from, say, you know, 5 years ago, year ago?
5 years ago, we didn't have the craze. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have technology advancements that we do even with Facebook and LinkedIn and all the many other ones that are out there.
Yep.
And I think that's where people have now, you know, it's funny, networking to me also is about being out in front of people, connecting, building relationships long-term. There's different types of networking. And all the things we're talking about with social media, you do behind a computer.
Yeah.
Isn't there like an oxymoron there sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes away from everything that we're talking about.
Well, as I said earlier, face-to-face is the original social media. And we can't get we don't need to get away from that. I mean, there's something, there's just something about getting face-to-face, even if it's just the voice.
Oh, absolutely.
Just the sound of the voice.
Well, you just said a key thing. A lot of times in my workshops, I'll even ask, you know, what's your favorite form of communication? And, you know, now you have to say text, because what happens is many people don't like to speak on the phone. But you see that. I go into offices all the time. It's quiet. Remember how you used to be?
Oh, yeah. Lots of noise.
Your financial services. Your phone's ringing now.
Right.
A lot of times you just hear, you know, people are on their computers and they're staring ahead. Even if you have a meeting with the person next door, you email them.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, the thing to me is for small businesses is to find, to identify what is the human part about the gregariousness that causes us to want to connect online, and how do we separate that behavior from the kind of behavior that helps us connect with customers.
Exactly.
And you can do it. The point I'm making, Andrea, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't disregard Facebook, Twitter, because you think it's silly, maybe, or whatever, because you don't want to be, you know, chatting with people all the time. You can still use those to your benefit.
Absolutely.
But use them as a tool. It's they're a means to an end, not a way of life.
Absolutely. You just said a tool. That's the key word. All these different forms are tools.
And that will become clear to us soon. Within the 2 or 3 years, the tool part will come clear. Just the same way, Andrea, that websites were once all the rage. Now they're basically a tool.
Exactly. Which now people are doing much more, even blogging. I mean, I blog all the time, too, and I like to blog about others. That's what I think is the other form of really good network. When you want to talk about someone else and build an advising team, if you will, or be an advocate to someone, that's what it's about. If I brag about myself, it's bragging. If I brag about, if someone else brags about me, it's credibility factor.
Right.
Isn't it true?
That's right.
You know that. I mean, Jim, you know what the reality is? It's nothing that we didn't know before. It's just we put a new face on something.
It's just new tools.
New tools,
There are no new rules.
No.
There are only new tools.
But I do have a thought about something.
Okay.
Because I was telling when I was, you know, what we were going to talk about, one of the things is I travel a lot, and I think a lot of small business owners probably travel a lot. And sometimes you have to think about the fact, how do you maintain and keep your connections up while you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key. So in something like that, you know, it's wonderful to be able to stay in touch through these different tools that we have, which is perfect.
One of the tools, though, that you use very well, and you do a great job of this, is the handwritten note.
I do. I use the handwritten note, and I'm a huge believer, and I still to this day write 3 handwritten notes a day. I always carry stamps and paper and stationery with me. And I'm also, and you know this, and I tell everyone this, I'm a distributor, and I love this tool, Send Out Cards, and I use my, and I invite anyone to use that tool because it's phenomenal.
Tell us how to find it.
Go to appreciationpower.net and take a free gift walkthrough on my account.
Appreciationpower.net.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. I can be in an airport and I can sit there and send out personal notes and gifts and everything with my own handwriting, all done on the computer, and I can send a Starbucks coffee, a candy bar, brownies, you name it.
I like pecans in my brownies, by the
you
way,
do,
Andrea.
Well, I have to check about that, okay? But the reality is, Jim, you know what? People always say, you know what? None of us have time today, but we have to make the time. But how many times are you sitting in line, standing in line?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I always say carry notes, carry postcards.
This is this is the great thing about the tools, ladies and gentlemen.
And this is another tool, by the way.
Never misunderstand, never confuse the difference, the tool with the connection, the real connection.
Absolutely. It's about the tool.
Andrea, give us the website, please.
Appreciationpower.net.
And Nuremberg Group.
And NirenbergGroup.com. Yeah, you can find everything there.
And the books are all there and everything. Andrea, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for everything, Jim.
Safe travels.
Thank you. We'll see
you next time. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
One of the great voices on networking and connecting with people. Whatever she has to say, whatever she has written, be sure to find out all that at her website. I got to take a quick break. Going to be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Charity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.